And it's time now for our eighth finalist. Tess Carswell is from the Department of Mechanical Engineering. The presentation is Who Wears the Pants?
Imagine you go into a store to buy jeans. And after some looking around, you realize they only sell jeans made for the opposite sex. You ask and the designer says, not to worry. We tailor the pants to fit you. Now sure, with some tailoring, a pair of men's jeans, for example, could fit a woman, but not as good as they could had they been made for her. Now imagine, instead of jeans, this is your leg. This is what biological females are faced with for lower limb prosthetics. There are no sex-specific prosthetics. Instead, prosthetics are made based on a male design and tailored to the person, whether they are male or female. And this is despite female amputees accounting for 30% of the population. And not only are they significant, they're different. Females are more likely to develop joint disease, to fall, reject their prosthesis, and the list goes on. So why? As it turns out, your risk of joint disease, of falls, are linked to how you walk. And we know that healthy men and women walk different, but is this true for amputees? That's when our research began, looking into sex differences in how amputees walk, to determine if differences there could explain these risks. Using previously published data, I analyzed various amputee walking parameters, including walking speed and pace, using different statistical methods. And surprise, I found significant sex differences do exist. And not only do they exist, but they link to the risk factors seen in women, like joint disease and falls. So our findings have major implications on the health of female amputees. And just like how hip measurements guide the design of jeans, further research into sex differences can guide the design of sex-specific prosthetics. And actually, sex-based research like this is becoming more common, and it's showing to improve medical science and engineering outcomes, which makes sense. Because if we think back to the jeans, and we think of clothing in general, we know the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. Tailoring a pair of men's jeans for a woman doesn't work. Tailoring a prosthetic made based on a male design for a woman doesn't work. We're learning that who it is wearing the prosthetic matters. Just like who wears the pants matters. Thank you.